Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. If you need solid biblical hope in short snippets, or you know someone who does, check out my latest devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans 12:2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Author John Ortberg writes, "The way you think creates your attitudes. The way you think shapes your emotions. The way you think governs your behavior. The way you think deeply influences your immune system and vulnerability to illness. Everything about you flows out of the way you think." I agree with Ortberg because his words align with Proverbs 23:7 that says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is." Everything about us flows from the way we think. That's why it's vitally important that our thoughts are based in truth. This is the message Paul wanted to communicate to the believers in Rome. They were immersed in a society that worshipped false gods, living in a time when Christ's followers endured great suffering, a time when they may have been tempted to choose an easier road to walk, a time where they had to stand strong or be swept away by the culture. Paul knew that their thoughts would shape their beliefs would influence their behaviors, and their behaviors would determine their outcome. So he urged them not to conform to this world. The dictionary defines conform as to make similar, to be in agreement, to act in accordance with rules and customs. When we apply this definition to the verse, we understand that Paul wanted believers in Rome to refuse to fit into their society's mold. They were to think and behave differently from the cultural norm and not be influenced by the crowd. So rather than copy the behaviors in their society, the people were to be transformed. One synonym for transform is reconstruct. In the original language, it meant to make essential and permanent changes. One commentary says, transformation means we undergo change at the core of who we are. In essence, then, Paul was telling the believers that they were to become new people, totally altered, overhauled, reconstructed. In order to lead victorious Christian lives, they would need to make essential and permanent changes at the very core of who they were. And those changes would begin with the renewal of their minds. Paul's teaching applies so aptly to us today. We live in a society that worships false gods like money, materialism, power, prestige, sports, and celebrities. We're immersed in a culture that has dethroned the one and only true God and set self on the throne in his place. It's easy to be swept away by cultural norms and begin believing lies that sound somewhat spiritual, but are actually contrary to God's truth. The thoughts we habitually entertain shape our beliefs. Our beliefs influence our behaviors, and our behaviors determine our outcome. So let's heed Paul's words and choose to not conform to this world. Instead, let's pursue personal transformation that begins by renewing our minds. We do this by applying the principle in 2 Corinthians 10:5. This is the principle of taking every thought captive to obey Christ. The more familiar we become with the truth in God's word, the more readily we identify the enemy's lies. So when one lie comes to mind, we refuse to entertain it. Instead, we replace it with truth from God's word that contradicts it. Here's an example. Say we're driving along, thinking about a new opportunity that's come our way. Everything about it seems right, and although we have an overall sense of peace about pursuing it, there's still a nagging fear of taking on something new with a steep learning curve. Still, we're okay with saying yes because we believe God is directing our path. Suddenly, a thought pops into our head. Who are you kidding? You don't have the skills or the smarts to do this. You'll fail. You'll make a fool out of yourself. What will other people think of you then? We know this thought is a lie straight from the enemy because it's contrary to God's truth and the way he speaks to us. Rather than entertain or agree with these thoughts, we reject them with verses like Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Joshua 1:9 is another good one in this case. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Every time the enemy attacks our thoughts with the same lie, and he will, we counterattack with the same truth. This is how we renew our minds. God created our brains with neuroplasticity, and we can literally form new pathways in them as we change the way we think. Our thoughts shape our beliefs influence our behaviors, and our behaviors determine our outcome. Changing our thoughts to align with God's truth changes our lives because everything about us flows from the way we think. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us sound minds. Thank you, too, for the miracle of personal transformation that happens when we align our thoughts with your truth. Please expose to us the lies we've entertained and come to believe without even realizing it. Bring to mind your truths that contradict those lies. And as we renew our minds, please accomplish necessary and permanent changes in us. Thank you in advance for what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Two weeks old in an iron lung, which is, you know, like a sealed oxygen unit, fighting for my life. I couldn't breathe properly. Apparently I didn't make a sound from the day I was born because my lungs were all messed up.
That's Martin Smith of Delirious sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.